This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You know, it's 122 degrees in this place. And we have our great governor. Governor, can we make it a little bit, just a little? This is like a test. You think Joe Biden could do this? I don't think so.
The values I learned growing up in the South Bronx and serving in uniform were the same values that Joe Biden's parents instilled in him in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I support Joe Biden for the presidency of the United States because those values still define him, and we need to restore those values to the White House.
That's Colin Powell, another Republican jumping ship. So he is featured on day two of the Democratic convention. Before that, President Trump in Arizona making a joke about how hot it was, saying he didn't think Joe Biden could handle it. He officially handled Joe Biden to becoming the nominee in this race for president on the Democratic side. That wasn't a surprise. It was just a formality. And now that we live in this world of social distancing and masking up and virtual, it was done virtually, where across the country you ultimately saw the countdown to Joe Biden officially becoming the nominee for the Democrats. And that's where we are, everybody. How are you? Kate Delaney, as we hang again in this spot, looking at what's happening over my fence and your fence, pretty much the same thing. I mean, we talk about this day after day. How are you finding the light stuff? Are you finding time for you? We're going to talk about it in the second hour of the show. Seriously. I mean, the toughest of us, the roughest of us are struggling a little bit with being on the hamster wheel. I mentioned it about getting away for a couple of days and having a chance to escape to a cabin in the woods. And I am more than excited because it's probably been 6 months or so. If you've listened to the show for some time, then you know last year I was all over the map. I was taking the show from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest and Southeast and South and everywhere in between. It was my pleasure and honor to do so and be asked to speak and have the chance to take the radio show into some of these really cool nooks and crannies in these United States. But now I'm pretty much grounded like everybody else, so it's been a very strange odyssey for me. I feel fortunate, and I feel fortunate for my family, that we've all weathered this pretty well. Although, as you know, I've introduced you to some people on this show that I know that went through COVID-19 and came out on the other side, but talked about what it was like. So we're going to mix in a couple of other things besides the usual political fare and the COVID conversation. But you know how I roll. Always at the top of this show, I'm going to give you what the numbers are, bleak or not. 172,000 people have died so far of COVID-19. That's out of 5.5 million cases in the United States. We have the most in the world. Speaking of the world, to all our brothers and sisters off the shores listening to us in Australia. Oh, I love those Australians and those New Zealanders with their wicked senses of humor. And let's throw in those from the UK and also from Switzerland and India and so many great places where you've reached out to me, and some of you are even being featured on our Authors Corner. So 770,000 deaths worldwide, recovered 14 million. I like that number. I'd love to see that number really leap up. And I think as we get closer to the vaccine and some other things that are happening that are really working, that number will start to flow upward. I just had a pal, and I've talked about this maybe last week, who got COVID-19, was in the hospital, did not have to be ventilated, but had to have oxygen, went through the shakes and all that, had remdesivir, and has come out on the other side and is starting to feel a lot better, thank goodness. Worldwide, there are 22 million confirmed cases, 22 million confirmed cases. The big thing, and we keep saying this, is when you get too many people together at once. Not a small handful of people in a backyard where you're spaced out and, oh, maybe occasionally you get too close, but you are generally not on top of each other, and you're talking about 10 or less than 10. And that's not what we're saying. I'm thinking of what's happening at some of these schools. And thanks to those parties, most of the schools, most of the colleges are looking at that and they're saying, oh, no, we've got to do classes that are online, even if the students don't like it. Because let's face it, let's be real. There is a difference between learning in class, in school, and being in a big assembly hall and getting to know fellow students versus being in front of a computer screen all day long. They call it Zoom Doom, or maybe I call it Zoom Doom, and I like Zoom. I was an early adopter of Zoom, I'll say. I mean, not early, but enough that it was something that I used in business, and I loved the tool, but I wasn't just doing that exclusively. I was still traveling and meeting people and speaking and taking the show, like I mentioned, my good fortune, to many really amazing places. So we have a brutal heat wave in some places that are rolling in the West, on fire. There's fires that are out of control in California. There's rolling blackouts in California. And everybody's looking at the thermometer. I talked to my best bud in Los Angeles today, and the first thing she said to me is, it's 109 degrees here. Nobody is doing anything except for not wanting the power to go out. And they say in California that consumers should be ready for more rolling outages during the late afternoons and early evenings, probably through the rest of this week, because there's not enough energy to meet demand during the heat wave. Oh, that's brutal, isn't it? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Which zip code is the first, the second, and the third to go? Because not every place is going to experience that. Not every place. And, of course, we're on. This show is heard in California, and one of the places that in Cali we're heard is in Palm Springs. Palm Springs is a great place to go. But it's tough when it's super, super hot, when you hit that 120 wall. I mean, you're definitely hanging inside. So I got to feel that most of you listening to me in that location are probably doing that. But across the West, it's just what we deal with, right? It's the heat wave. I have a professor friend who's actually been on this show, a physics professor, who left Texas and went to Notre Dame, and Notre Dame paused in-person classes. Forget about touchdown Jesus, seriously, because you look at what's happening with the college football season, but they're saying, yeah, no, we're not going to do it, because they saw what happened with some of these parties, and they're putting the classes at least online for 2 weeks and not sending students home in the hopes that the infections won't grow worse. So that means if you send your kid to Notre Dame, they're dorming it up. That means they're in the dorm. So that's pretty much their square footage. And maybe they're getting out, obviously, to get groceries or go to the cafeteria that's spaced out and grab some grub from there, but they're not in the classrooms. The World Health Organization is saying, for those who believe enough people will become infected in the world to create herd immunity, no, we're a long ways off from that point in which enough people have antibodies from the virus that it can halt the spread before vaccines become available. Ooh. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Taped it. But tell me, when you hear a divisive speech, you know, they talk about me as being a divider. I'm not a divider. I bring people together. We were bringing people together. We were bringing people together like never before. Success was bringing everyone together, and then we got hit with the China virus.
All right, that's the president at a rally in Arizona. It is what it is. That was one of those moments from the Michelle Obama speech on day one of the Democrats' convention, and everybody was reacting to it. And there's the president's reaction to Michelle Obama. Throughout the day, he was talking about it here and there. He had avoided it. Not so necessarily avoided, but hadn't talked about it the day before. So the world was holding its breath, waiting to see what would happen on Twitter. So there you go. Kate Delaney, once again, as we traverse some of the tricky terrain called the pandemic and try to find those big moments, those family moments, the things you're doing, what you're doing, where you're going. And you can find them. I mean, you really, honestly, you can. It's just you can't have those big gatherings. And I think that's part of what has people freaked out. For the first time, I actually ate outdoors. There was a patio setting. It was Panera, and there was plenty of space, no one around, had masks on anyway, going in, leading into it. You get the stuff, you go sit outside, and it was, I have to say, it was actually nice to be able to do that, that's for sure. All right, in this segment, it's kind of where we talk a little bit about politics, and then we swing in a couple of other directions. And I guess this is political, the Postal Service, and then, of course, what's happening with Iowa, too, as well. And also what's going on with the UNC cluster, because there's some conversation about that. And you look at what the DNC is doing, and then the Republicans have their shot at it. I'm going to go to the mailbag, but a couple of people asked me this. I had one from Dan the Man who said, do you think it's an advantage to go first or second when it comes to these conventions? I think these conventions are so unconventional that I don't know if there is any true advantage. Maybe going second in some ways is is helpful, because if you have good, clever speech writers and people around you and enough keynotes, you could dissect what the other party had said the week or two before, which is what I assume, but maybe not. It's what I assume the Republicans would probably do here. It makes sense. It would be interesting to see if there's any conversation about Colin Powell endorsing Joe Biden, or the montage of Republicans who are saying they're lifelong Republicans, but for different reasons they can't endorse this administration, so they have decided they're going to vote for Joe Biden. This is a big theme throughout so far the first 2 days of this Democratic convention, taking a look at slices of life, and one of the things that pops out is the people who, whether they're rock star famous, like well known, like Colin Powell or John Kasich, or whether they're just ordinary people. And I think that's the highlight you're going to continue to see all the way through, especially now because Joe Biden is officially, I mean, Democrats officially nominated Joe Biden for president, so that's it. He will have his final say on Thursday and put his final stamp on it. Speaking of stamps, the good old post office, what's happening to the postal service? The Democrats have planned an emergency hearing, and they're saying that it's been sabotaged. The Republicans are sabotaging everything, and there's no question. You want to talk about partisan grips. One has one side of the envelope, the other has the other side, and they're pushing in all directions. And because of that, you got the Postmaster General Louis DeJoy agreeing to testify next week before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform about operational changes that have led to mail delivery delays across the country and raised some concerns among elected officials and voters about what's happening, there, and reducing costs and the efficiency of the post office. I mean, that's, you know, it's one of our iconic institutions, and now it's another tug of war. So it's interesting, they're meeting on Monday, and I was waiting for someone to say, but that's during the Republican convention, so it is, but I guess what else are they going to do it? But the president is doubling down on the effort to overhaul the Postal Service less than 3 months before the election. He tweeted, "Make the post office great again, save the post office," but there have been some pretty abrupt changes, and now the mail-in voting is the thing. Can you be guaranteed that your vote would be counted in the first place if you do mail-in? And the word is yes, but check it, and check it twice, and check it three times. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrote in a letter to the Democrats on Sunday, "Alarmingly, across the nation, we see the devastating effects of the president's campaign to sabotage the election by manipulating the Postal Service to disenfranchise voters." And there were others backing that up. The Postal Service, so you know, what is this specific tug of war? In all seriousness, it's about the high-speed mail sorting machines. They're going to remove 671 of them. It'll eliminate 21, check this number out, it'll eliminate 21.4 million items per hour worth of processing capability from the agency's inventory. Wow. And postal workers have been banned from making extra trips to ensure on-time mail delivery, and they've cracked down on overtime hours. So the Democrats are saying we need emergency funding to ensure they're going to be equipped to handle a surge of mail-in votes ahead of the November 3rd election. So, listen, we look at this and we know how many people are going to want to do a mail-in ballot with the situation we're in with the virus versus standing in line for how long. On Fox Business News, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, said the controversy is a fabricated crisis orchestrated by Nancy Pelosi. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell downplayed the concern about the Postal Service, saying it would be just fine, while distancing himself from some of the complaints about mail-in voting. He said, we're going to make sure the ability to function going to the election is not adversely affected. I don't share the concern, the president's concern, and in fact, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin in discussions with Pelosi had already indicated the administration is prepared to spend $10 billion to make sure the post office is on good terms going into the November election. So we'll see what DeJoy has to say when he testifies with Robert Duncan, chair of the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors and former chair of the Republican Committee. This is going to be interesting. This might be worth watching some C-SPAN to see what is said and what happens. I don't know. What about absentee ballots, people? I've done that before. In fact, when I lived in California, and it worked perfectly. But the whole mail-in ballot thing makes sense for so many because of where we are in this country. That's the crux of this whole thing. So does it pretty much shutter everything because of the sorting machines that are so much faster being shut out, taking more time to deliver the mail? It really could be a nightmare. That's the thing. Really could. All right, numbers. You know, I always talk about numbers at some point in the show. And it is different because of the virtual world, what the presentations are like. But the first night for the convention, 19.7 million people watched the virtual Democratic National Convention on 10 TV networks. Now, if you take that number, that's down from the 26 mil who watched the opening night of the convention in 2016. You have speakers that are appearing live from locations across the country and then in pre-recorded videos of the people that were giving Joe Biden support. We know in the opener, the former First Lady really raised the roof. Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders, a former presidential contender, they were key. They were key, I think, in pushing that first night in a different direction than it was headed in. Because there, you know, there was clunky, there were some moments, there were some awkward moments, I think. So they're going to be really watching these ratings closely and paying attention to lay the groundwork for the next convention. I'll meet you in the mailroom, promise.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's only the second night of the Democratic National Convention, and the theme is leadership.
It is my honor to call the second session of the 48th Quadrennial National Convention of the Democratic Party to order.
They held a virtual trip around America to achieve this year's roll call. Joe Biden has now been officially nominated by the Democrats to run for president. That comes after former President Bill Clinton spoke. He had some harsh words about Biden's rival, President Trump.
If you want a president who defines the job as spending hours a day watching TV and zapping people on social media, he's your man. Denying, distracting, and demeaning works great if you're trying to entertain or inflame. But in a real crisis, it collapses like a house of cards.
This is USA Radio News. While at a rally in Yuma, Arizona, President Trump set his sights on vice presidential pick Kamala Harris.
She wants no Second Amendment. She wants to raise your taxes to a level you'll be paying your government back for a long time. She is not the right pick, but she was my number one draft pick. They asked me that. What do you think? I said, I'm very happy. They thought I was happy. They thought I was happy for him. No, I was happy for me.
The president also claimed that Democratic nominee Joe Biden's immigration plan is the most radical ever put forward by a major party candidate. Democrats are continuing to move forward with plans to prevent the Postmaster General from continuing sweeping reforms. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says he's suspending some of the changes that he's made to the Postal Service since taking office. He said they were to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Let's get in the mailbag.
I know. We all need to get outside. Absolutely. All right. So in the mailbag, this one from Josephine, who says, Kate, I voted for Trump the first time around. I do not care for Biden, but I cannot vote for Donald Trump again. I think he has done a lousy job with this virus. I'm sick of the MAGA hats. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be super, super honest. And I voted for him. I'm a lifelong Republican, but it's probably going to be Joe Biden for me. Woo! The big switcheroo. If this were a call, we would dive deeper into what was the big switch. But I think she said it. It was the handling of the coronavirus, which some will lift him up and some will tear him down. So here's one from, it's interesting, this one is from Dak, who says, that sounds like the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Dak says, hi, Kate. Love the show. First time I've sent you an email. That sounds like a caller, too. Here's the thing. I think that the president is doing the best he can. I think he's getting clobbered, but that's what happens when you go to a convention. If it's not a personal attack, it's going to be about whatever the referendum is. I think you said it one night. Just go back in our history, and you can clearly look and know and see that that's how these things roll. The campaigning gets nastier and nastier, even though there is talk about the high road. And I do have to say that when I look and I think of all these things that are being said, that the Democrats are saying, I think it would be impossible for them to possibly even get half of what they're talking about to work correctly in the United States. we'll be bankrupt, and we already are. So how much lower can we go? Based on that and some other things, he has not lost my vote. There are some things I don't like. It's mostly the tweeting, to be honest. But otherwise, I'm just going to stick with the man that I wanted in the first place. And pretty much in my email, it was like that. It's really interesting. It was back and forth. It was back and forth. Yeah, I'm all in again, or I'm off because of the pandemic, or I don't like what's happened. My business is tanked, or we're doing fine, and I think it's going to be okay once we get the vaccine, that kind of thing. And we know the coronavirus cases worldwide, I mentioned this at the top, have surpassed 22 million. So that's always a popular topic. Chris says this from California. Ooh, my God, Kate Delaney, be thankful you don't live in California. What is going on? It's ridiculous. One day we can't see because it's pitch dark, and that's because our power's gone out again. Then your neighborhood is on fire because you live in the hills, something that you scraped and worked hard to get that gorgeous California view that is now being burnt before your eyes, and you're lucky if your house doesn't burn down. And then we're in lockdown, quarantine, no bars, no restaurants, and then they're reopening them. It has been a wild ride, like a slip and slide gone awry since the beginning of this thing in California. Please pray for us that we don't have any kind of earthquake or anything else that could potentially just throw yet another monkey wrench into 2020 for all of us in Cali. Everybody's dealing in a different way. Where you live makes a difference, obviously. In California, like so many other places, though, reopen, then close, then decide, mask on, mask off. I mean, I don't know that anyone flat out said mask off, but make your own mind up, certainly was said. But it's just like Texas. Okay, everything's reopening, we're doing this reopening, and then you get cases, and it's like, oh, no, maybe that was a stupid idea to have the bars because people are getting drunk, and then they don't care, and they lose track of what's happening. Yeah. And see, it goes back to the same thing, and somebody pointed this out to me, and that would be Jack, who's listening to us in the great state of Maine, just like our friend Sharon, who sometimes calls the show and certainly is part of Nail the Score every season when we do that. And here's the email. My goodness, when will people learn that if you want to get married or you want to die during the virus, you cannot have a lot of people gather inside? I don't know if you saw this or not, but because I'm here in the great state of Maine, there was a wedding and it sparked an outbreak of the coronavirus, and it happened in the beginning of August, so this is not good. I think the reception is the real danger point for most people. Yeah, you know what? That made, of course, huge news. And I want to say what happened was it was in Millinocket, and it's a property where they have it's a 37-acre property, but restaurant, cabins, campground, that kind of thing. And they've had weddings, of course, for a zillion years. And they can accommodate in their restaurant like about 100 people. So they're trying to determine if that's what happened. It was at the restaurant. It was at the reception. 65 guests. The CDC announced the wedding reception had 65 guests. 24 have tested positive for COVID-19. 18 were people who attended the reception, 6 others who had close contact with reception attendees. And all that tested positive are people who are from Maine. Wow. So you know what they do? You got to do the contact tracing for the guests and the staff and the people who might have had any close contact to the people with the confirmed cases. And that's what they do. And they tell you, hey, call your health care provider. It's just another reminder that it exists everywhere, and it can spread quickly when there's large groups of people. It's the large number. It's a large number, I'm telling you. You very rarely hear someone say, unless everybody was going to bars the night before, being outrageous with whatever it is they were doing. But it's not the small gatherings. It's not sitting there with six people spaced out in your backyard. It's not. It's when you're on top of people, right? Of course. Indoor events, even if you're dying to have them. You just can't do it, and you think it's okay. And I'm sure the people that went to that wedding thought, that's in Maine. I mean, it's our hometown. We're here. Look at it. Look at how clear and crisp and wonderful it is, just right outside of the Big Moose Inn. And then all those people get sick. Somebody had it. Somebody passed it on, and then they passed it on, and well, you know how that goes. So that tracing is so important. All right, for something a little lighter, because we got to mix some of that in. This one from Arnie. Kate, I know you're a huge golf fan. You probably already know this. A lot of times when you have an incredible athlete, the son or daughter doesn't live up to what that athlete is like. But I wonder about Tiger Woods. His son just won a golf tournament, so maybe he has the right stuff. And I think he's like 11 years old or something like that. He is 11, and it's Charlie. Thanks for mentioning that. And he was in a sanctioned event in Palm City, Florida, and he just dominated the competition. Everybody competing in the age 11 category, shooting 3 under 33 across 9 holes, finishing with 3 birdies, beat the second place finisher by 5 strokes. His father was in attendance, and he was there sharing on social media photos, and he was acting as a caddy for some of the event, carried his bag of clubs between the rounds. How about that? Proud papa moment. Maybe this is going to be the kid that, you know, has the skills. Who knows? I mean, he's just a kid at this point. But the fact that he did so well in the tournament gives him confidence, I would think. And you wonder, you know, he wants to play, as Tiger Woods has said. He's asking the right questions. I've kept it competitive with his par. So there you go. All right, so thanks for lightening that a little bit for us. It's interesting, the superior athletes, like I said, where are their kids? And a lot of times they're not anywhere near what they did for a living. They don't want those hours, etc., if we have those hours again, because it's been very weird to see what's happening with sports. All right, how about this one? This one is from Melissa. Kate, I have a son in college. He's going to do it virtual. He's not happy about it. But with everybody returning, or many of the college campuses opening up across the U.S. and several universities, we're seeing cases of coronavirus. So with that many people testing and getting the scares, I think it's smart for everybody to just tank the idea of getting on the campus and immediately jumping into a dorm, a community, and then they're left to their own devices, and it gets worse. Yeah, there was 155 students in one dorm at Colorado College in Colorado Springs, and they have been forced to quarantine after the college learned of a student who tested positive and didn't practice proper social distancing. Ooh, no, 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 no. So, sadly, as a result, multiple people in this one hall were exposed to the student, and then you got to think about the people who have been asked to stay in their rooms except to use the restroom. Oh, would that not be the worst? Oh, then you have like even community colleges like Northeast Mississippi Community College in Boonville. They share that about 300 students are in quarantine because the university had 6 or 7 positive cases since the school year started last week, and 25 to 28 employees that are also under quarantine. Ouch! That hurts. Next segment isn't gonna. It's calorie free. Oh, hang with us. I'm walking over. Hang with us, hang with us.
As the
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We started the show, and coronavirus taking over 172,000 lives in the U.S., and the Republicans gearing up for their virtual Republican convention next week, and the postmaster testifying on the Hill on Monday. So those are your hot headlines as we head for the exit from this hour of the show. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Kate Delaney, glad that you are on board and with us. I like to call this news you can abuse. And I say it's news you can abuse because some of it is wicked crazy. And you just shake your head and say, how'd that happen? I don't get it. I don't understand it. And this is definitely one of those. Okay, so one of the stories has to do with a snake coming out of an engine. Some of you might be chuckling because you know exactly where I'm going with this. Another has to do with a cow and a beach walk. Another has to do with a lucky man winning a lot of money just trying to get out of the rain. Good for him. I love that story. There's nothing to abuse in that. That's just pure joy. And then, is it raining chocolate? So we start with our mic drop moment. Once again, messing around with the equipment. Wonder if Ted will spring for a new mic. I hope so. Because by the time I order one, everybody's ordering mics because everybody's doing Zoom booms and dooms. And they're trying to figure it out. So there's no mics to be had. Anyway, the residents of a Swiss town got a huge shock. It started snowing particles of fine cocoa powder after the ventilation system at a chocolate factory malfunctioned. So the Lindt, you know who they are, and I think it's Sprungeli company, that part might not be right, I know the Lindt is, confirmed that there was a minor defect in the cooling ventilation for a time. They were roasting chocolate nibs, they say, in the factory. The nibs, fragments of crushed cocoa beans, are the basis of chocolate. And combined with the strong wind, the powder spread around the immediate vicinity of the factory, leaving a fine chocolate dusting. I love that. There's chocolate on my windshield. What should I do? But it was a light coat, and they told anyone, we'll pay for any cleaning needed. Nobody took them up on the offer. And factory production ultimately was able to go back to normal and resume what they were doing. And the ventilation system has now been repaired. Woohoo! So anybody who ran out at the last moment hoping to get some of those chocolate flakes, they weren't quite as he is the first people who had the flakes rained down on them. All right, imagine this. You are driving along, and then you stop, and then you realize, oh, I'm kind of caught in that in-between place. It's raining, and it is really raining. So you decide, escaping from the rain and the sudden downpour and scrambling, that you're going to duck into some kind of a produce center. You do that. Is a rolling jackpot ticket potential, and you decide, what the heck? I might as well play this. So that's exactly what happened to one guy in Virginia. Garland Harrison from Petersburg. When he went into the produce center, just escaping the rain, he decided to buy one of the jackpot tickets. He won. He didn't even realize until he got home later the ticket was his. It was a $158,377 jackpot winner. And you know what he said afterwards? It feels good to win. He doesn't have any specific plans, by the way, for the money that he won. Just to squirrel it away, baby. All right, speaking of squirreling it away, how about a snake? Snakes and other animals can get up into your car, into your engine, etc. A tourist visiting Yellowstone National Park said she and her family emerged from a restaurant break at a welcome center to find a large snake flying out of the engine of their car. Alicia Archuleta Peterson of Utah said she and her family were on the final day of their six-day vacation when they stopped at a Yellowstone welcome center to use the restroom. They came back out to find a crowd of onlookers watching the large snake slithering out from the engine compartment of their SUV. You'd have to really coax me back into that car. There's no more snakes, don't worry. You're sitting there, there's no snake that's going to come after you. I mean, you could say, well, is it poisonous or not? A giant snake? Oh. So anyway, eventually the two rangers showed up. The snake was removed. It took like an hour, though. Supposedly it was a non-venomous bull snake. They look scary, though, don't they? Cows don't look scary, but seeing them while you are running on a sandbar and they're right near you would be a little wacky, wouldn't it? But what happened was a visitor to an Irish beach captured some video of this unusual beachgoer. It was a cow that came charging out of the sea. And this was in Benbeg. And it shocked the people that were there as the cow kind of waded from the sea to the shore and ran up the sand. fleeing the humans behind. Humans! Yikes! The photographer said the cow had been stranded on a nearby island when the high tides came in and apparently decided to return to the mainland when the water levels returned. So I'll just wait it out. Just like those humanoids do. I'll wait it out. It is a very strange video. You owe it to yourself to look it up on whatever your search engine is. Just remember it. Cow surprising beach goers. But you have to love it. I mean, seriously. Look who's out there. We're on a morning run. How about toilets with transparent walls? Two were installed in Tokyo parks. A pair of them. They're getting a lot of attention for their unusual new feature. The fact that they're transparent. I've seen one and been inside one in a small town in Texas. There are people that make them and design them. You know, when you enter a public restroom, especially at a park, you're looking around, is anyone inside? Is it clean? All that kind of stuff. So the walls change from transparent to frosted when the door is locked. When it's activated. That way you can see, is it clean? Is it whatever? Bah, bah, bah. Apparently there's like long lines because everybody wants to get into this thing. They want to see what it's like. And I've seen one. I've been in one, and it is kind of weird. But they do exactly that. You can dim all kinds of things, and they can't see you. Right? So that's the brilliance of it. You see out. You see something incredible, but they can't see you. And it sounds rather strange, but if you ever run into this, just go in and check it out and see what it's like. And you will be happily, I think, or pleasantly surprised, I guess is the best way to put it. Because that would be, it would be nice, right? It would be an interesting surprise. Very, very interesting. Let's put it that way. One of the things that is working so well in our communities is drive-in pop-up movies. I don't know if you know them or have been a part of one. But what they pick for these movies is interesting because it's not the first-run flicks. It's everything from horror to romance to whatever in between. Now, if you were going to the drive-in, you have to be careful to check for invasive insects. Yeah. So in New Jersey, they're telling the drivers, they're urging them to check their vehicles for all kinds of insects because there have been too many complaints, and they're encouraging them because they've seen it over and over again. Lantern flies, which is a species native to China and South Korea, spreading to many, many other counties that are close together. Could be an absolute disaster. But let's hope for the best. Fingers crossed. It gets cleared up. Make it count, everybody. Shout out to Moplan.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.